The General Services Administration is applying some muscle to fixing a big problem. It's the System for Awards Management, or SAM, project. SAM brings together 8 separate procurement systems, or tries to. It's barely worked since GSA launched it July 31st. Yet it's supposed to be used by contracting officers across the government. Plus, it happens to be a big administration priority. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here with details on how GSA is trying to get SAM back on track. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, sounds like they're trying to give SAM a kick in the pants. What are they doing to fix it?
Well, from the beginning, SAM obviously didn't work correctly, as you mentioned. It didn't have enough servers to handle midday traffic. I remember soon after it was launched in early August, there was a message up there that said, SAM is experiencing delays between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., which is basically the work day for everyone across the government trying to do contracting work. It was hard for agencies and vendors to register, and there was a host of other problems. So GSA and its contractor IBM have been fixing some of those immediate problems, but Acting Administrator Dan Tangerlini actually questioned recently during his top-to-bottom review of the agency, why is SAM, and in fact its larger program, the Integrated Acquisition Environment, which SAM falls under, that's known as IAE, why is that even in the Office of Government-Wide Policy in the first place? So Tangerlini led an effort to move the oversight and operation of IAE out of the Office of Government-Wide Policy and into a dual responsibility of the Federal Acquisition Service and the agency's Chief Information Officer's office. Mary Davey is the acting FAS commissioner.
And FAS and the CIO's office have put together a team of superstars. And we've got functional areas assigned, you know, for people that can look at the acquisition piece, people that will look at the functional piece, people that work on the technical side, the customer engagement, vendor engagement, and are working through all of the issues along with our support contractor, going through help desk tickets, understanding where the issues are, and, you know, starting to tackle the things that need to be addressed immediately, as well as all the way to, you know, what's the long-term vision for this thing? And are we moving it in the right direction? And is the platform modern enough, you know, for the future?
So additionally, Tangerlini calls for the development, reporting, and monitoring of key metrics around the SAM implementation. And according to a GSA spokeswoman, these changes are in line with his top-to-bottom review, which emphasized strong performance metrics and an integrated approach to solving many of GSA's problems. Now, as for Mary Davey, the acting FAS commissioner, she says the Office of Government-Wide Policy will continue to work with the program through agency and vendor outreach, but what the FAS and the CIO are doing is they're bringing expertise to the table that basically OGP just doesn't have. In fact, sources tell me that it may have been OGP's suggestion in the first place to move SAM out and IAE out of their office and into these other offices that have more resources and more expertise. And I think it's just really worthwhile to point out, it's highly unusual in the government. Tom, you've been covering this for a long time, to see someone actually ask for help and say, listen, this program is not working with me. We should put it with somebody else who actually has the skills, the resources to make it work.
That's right. They're glad to get the tar babies out of the office and move it down the hall, I guess, to somebody who can inherit all the problems.
Go ahead. So,
Jason, I'm just curious what it means for the contractor, because GSA issued the concern letter back to a few months back to IBM. So any news there? Is IBM in danger?
Well, I think it's quickly becoming an issue that both the contracts for SAM that IBM holds and the help desk, which is run by HP, they do come up in early 2013. Davey says GSA is aware of the contract situation.
We are looking through all the contracts right now. You know, we've had the program about 2 weeks, and our understanding is the same thing, that they expire in the January, February timeframe. So at this point, my guess would be that some of them will have to be extended while we're working on acquisition strategy and follow-on, but we're looking through all of them right now.
So for IBM's part, they brought in a new project team, including a new project manager, and they've tried to, and in some ways, been more successful in answering a lot of those problems that GSA found in the early days of SAM. If you go to the system now, it is working better. People still have some struggles, but they're not having this downtime that they did at one point. Now, at the same time, GSA's acquisition strategy is several years old. This contract was awarded in 2010, which means it was probably developed in late 2008 and early 2009. So it doesn't include cloud. It doesn't have a mobile component. So in many ways, it would just make sense for GSA to recompete the contract and asking for the migration and integration with these new technologies.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And Jason, beyond the SAM project, Mary Davey has some other things on her plate. What are her big priorities for the Federal Acquisition Service?
Oh, absolutely. She's got a lot going on. In fact, at the Coalition for Government Procurement conference yesterday, there was a whole slew of GSA folks. But let me highlight a few things that Mary Davies is working on and some of her folks in the FAS. Now, as we know, Mary Davies has been in that role of acting FAS commissioner now for about a month or so, and she continues to support a lot of the programs that the former commissioner, Steve Kempf, had launched. But a couple that stood out. So GSA is leading the strategic sourcing effort. The Office of Federal Procurement Policy Administrator Joe Jordan announced earlier this month that there'd be 10 more areas where the government would create government-wide strategic sourcing contracts, and GSA obviously is going to lead a lot of those efforts. Davey says GSA is working with a new strategic sourcing council, which includes about 10 large agencies.
Lots of feedback at the very beginning on what might work for an agency, what things are maybe they're already tackling, what they could provide to us, and then how we can work together to craft kind of the right solution, the right acquisition strategy, and move that going forward. So we're going to do 5 or more in FY13 and 5 in FY14. We are going to take credit for 2 that are already in the works, so the wireless and a large desktop software publisher that Mark Day is actually working on right now under the Smart Buy program. So Smart Buy is coming into the FSSI umbrella, and we'll be working on more software-type solutions under this program as well. And again, based on the commodities that we've been looking at, schedules is probably going to be a pretty good choice for at least some of these.
So Mary Davey was there talking about where are the next steps going for strategic sourcing. Now, a lot of questions came up yesterday at the Coalition for Government Procurement Conference about, well, why do we need these new contracts? What about small business? How does this all fit in with the agent, with the vendors who already hold contracts, for instance, under a Smart Buy or under the GSA schedule? And one of the things that Mary Davey said was, listen, we are totally open to using existing contracts and expanding them government-wide if it makes sense. It's not all about just new contracts, new contracts, new contracts. Though I think some vendors will tell you it feels like it's all about more and more and more and more. So Davey says each of these 10 agencies in the strategic sourcing working group or council committed to co-lead or put people on a team to look at each of these categories and develop an acquisition strategy. She says she would expect draft RFPs for a lot of these strategic sourcing, those first 5, to come in the next 4 or 5 months. So a lot of activity coming up soon. Now Davey also is using the strategic sourcing work to test a new portal that gives agencies more insight in terms of how much money they're spending for similar products. Now, Jeff Kosis is GSA's Director of Acquisition and Operations. He says the portal uses a comparative pricing tool to help GSA, their customer agencies, and industry get a better understanding of what a product costs.
When we went off to thousands of contractors, told you, hey, this is your price. This is the best price. This is the price that's generating most of the sales. Do you want to reduce your pricing? Here's how. I thought it was fascinating and really positive that 770-odd contractors came back, reduced their price. Many came back and said, hey, that information is helpful. It helped us make a decision. Will you tell us more about other markets? Others came back and said, you guys don't understand, and there's good reasons our prices are where they are. Okay, that's fine. We want to share that information. We want our contractors to be able to make a good decision, but we want to make it from a better information base.
Now, Kosis says on average, prices drop about 7.5% based on this pilot effort, and the goal is to expand the effort to more areas and to really deal with it. Now, Kosis says GSA does have the best and lowest prices across government, but the challenge is they have too many prices, and it's that idea of pricing variability that's causing a lot of challenges for both government and industry and the government customers. Now, along with pricing variability, Kosis and Davey address several other hot topics: the draft RFP for the Big Oasis Professional Services Multiple Award Contract, the desire actually to cancel scheduled contracts of vendors who are doing little or no business, and the next telecommunications contract called Networks 2020. So real quick, I'll go through a bunch of these and just give some data points. The draft RFP for Oasis has been delayed. GSA is still getting comments on the business case from agencies, and they will eventually post that redacted business case online for vendors to see when it's ready, and then a draft RFP will come soon after that. Kosis gave no timetable for that.
So it's midnight at the Oasis, basically.
Midnight, yes. Exactly. And Oasis, there's a lot of interest around it because it's the next big multiple award contract. So what's it going to look like? You know, there's a lot of attention being paid by industry. A couple other things. Schedule 70, the big IT schedule. There's about 5,000 contractors on Schedule 70. 1,000 of them did no business last year, and GSA is contacting them saying, hey, we're going to cancel you unless if you give us a reason not to. Kay Ely, who runs Schedule 70 for GSA, says it's a contract compliance issue, but it's also a cost issue. GSA spends on average $3,200 to maintain each vendor on the schedule. So if you have 1,000 vendors who are doing no work and not basically bringing money back to GSA through fees, that's, you know, $320,000 that is going down the drain. Tom, you'll check my math on that. You know, I think
it's $3.7 million, actually.
$3.2
million.
Right.
$3.2 million, yeah. Well,
that's
you had the right number. I had the right order and magnitude.
There you go. And then real quick, finally, Networks 2020, the next generation of telecom. GSA is working with DOD as well as the CFO Council, the CAO communities, and Davey said an acquisition strategy will be out in the first quarter of this year. So a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, lots there. Just a real quick question before we let you go, getting back to the SAM project. Did Mary Davey or anyone indicate whether the problem with the system is just capacity and design, or is the logic wrong and people are getting wrong answers when they log into it?
I think it's capacity and design. The people I've talked to both at this conference and outside of this conference tell me that the acquisition strategy is based on basically older technology. And when I say older, we're talking about only a few years. But things have changed so much that the current setup and the way the integration is working, I mean, we're talking about 8 different procurement systems they're trying to integrate. It's not an easy feat. And I think that the planning did not work out as well as it should have, or as well as people planned it, you know, people thought about it. So I think they're realizing that their plan in the beginning probably was not as good as it could have been.